With the Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. Justin, planters are rolling, so it's a busy time. What are you hearing from farmers?
Yeah, it's been nice to see some planting going on around the region. Been around a lot of the North Dakota and Minnesota, and pretty much everywhere people are doing some things in the field, and it's nice to see. For this spring, you know, we're getting in fairly early. So with spring wheat, hard red spring wheat, and the Westbred varieties like WB9590 and WB9479, I recommend a seeding rate of 1.4 to 1.5 million pure live seeds per acre. You know, I've been getting a lot of questions from farmers on that seeding rate. We've got a lot of big seed this year, but if we can get it up to that 1.4 to 1.5 million, we're going to see some benefits from that. And then as far as seeding depth goes too, you know, in these drier soils that we are dealing with, if we can get that seed down there around 1.25 inches in the ground or at least to moisture, you know, I'd highly recommend that.
What about seed treatment?
Yep, I would highly encourage farmers to be putting that seed treatment on there, the fungicide as well as the insecticide. If they've experienced wireworm problems in the past, make sure they are getting that insecticide on there as well. So a product like Raxel Pro and Raxel Pro Shield, both really good fungicide protection for that early season root rot diseases, and then with the insecticide program on the back of it for that wireworm protection, especially since we are earlier in the year and we're dealing with some colder temperature soils right now.
Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. To find out more, visit westbred.com.